Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Trump and Biden finished their last debate. We have the story.
Police search for a suspect in a fatal Wichita shooting. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We go from t-shirt and shorts weather yesterday right back to the jacket, and by the end of the weekend, we will need a heavy coat. Our complete forecast is on the way.
The presidential candidates had their last debate, and alleged business dealings on the part of former Vice President Joe Biden came under scrutiny.
President Trump wasting no time at the final presidential debate, accusing Joe Biden of involvement in side deals with foreign sources, calling him a corrupt politician.
He is the Vice President of the United States, and his son, his brother, and his other brother are getting rich.
The former vice president several times emphatically denied the president's unsupported allegation.
I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever.
Biden, for his part, accused the president of possible conflicts of interest and having a secret Chinese bank account, an allegation the president also denied. In Washington, John Decker, Fox News.
Police are investigating a shooting that left one man dead outside a Wichita sports stadium on the east side where a youth football program was game was being played.
Investigators say the shooting happened around 10 Wednesday night inside of the Stryker Sports Complex near a parking lot, but outside of the stadium where a game was being played. Coach Sean Messner tells KSN News he was standing very close to the shooter.
He made a gesture, and the other dude said, "I don't care about you having a gun. You ain't going to do nothing." And as soon as he said that, he shot him.
The suspect was identified as a black man wearing all yellow, including his sneakers. He lost one of those sneakers as he ran away, which was picked up by an unknown child. A photo of the man can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now, police identified the victim of that shooting as 31-year-old Marquel Nolan. The Trump administration and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are closer than ever to reaching a deal on a new coronavirus relief package. This comes less than 2 weeks before the election, after months of negotiating. Fox's Ray Bogan reports from Washington.
If passed, the bill could cost more than $2 trillion and would be comprehensive, covering testing, vaccines, schools, workers, and more. Still, there are disagreements over how much money to give state and local governments and on liability protections for businesses. If that is sorted out, it would be a race to get it finished before Election Day. Democrats are more likely to support a larger bipartisan package, but fiscally conservative Republicans have expressed opposition to spending trillions. But there's still a need. 787,000 Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, and many businesses are struggling.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said the deal may not be done until after the November election. A severe and deadly outbreak of COVID-19 that has ravaged the Norton community in northwest Kansas is by far the worst recorded in Kansas since the start of the pandemic, health officials say.
The reflector reports that Governor Laura Kelly called the outbreak a stark reminder that the threat of COVID-19 is real, even in rural areas. She said she was directing state resources to assist with the outbreak. The number of active cases in Norton, which has a population of about 2,900, would translate to 5,500 per 100,000 people. A spokesperson for the Kansas Department for Health and Environment said the rate of the infection in the northwest Kansas community is one of the worst of any community in the country. The local hospital and mortuary are struggling with capacity issues, she said. Two more northwest Kansas counties, Gove and Sheridan, are also spiking in infections. The governor said two-thirds of active COVID-19 cases now are outside of the Kansas City and Wichita regions.
Kansas Information Network's Marco Marquez. 8:05 now, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll be speaking with voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, in his weekly update ahead of the Chiefs game against Denver.
And a retail giant is going after the government. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Broadcasting from the air capital of the world, KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, a radio.com station.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Friday morning. Former Sedgwick County Commissioner Tim Norton has been executive director of the Kansas Aviation Museum for just over a year. Norton tells KNSS News the museum in southeast Wichita occupies the building that was the city's first municipal airport terminal, built in the 1930s. The terminal was a central hub for U.S. travel and hosted many celebrities.
There's a very famous story about Fred Astaire coming through, and he had a layover, so he ended up dancing in the terminal building for all the people that were there. And another great story is that as the airports were being built, Charles Lindbergh came to Wichita and helped pick the site.
Tim Norton is our guest this weekend on Issues 2020, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. U.S. intelligence officials say Russian hackers are up to no good again, meddling in another election.
Officials say Russian hackers backed by the Kremlin targeted dozens of U.S. state and local government networks in recent days. The hackers stole data from at least two servers, but the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security say they have no information indicating election operations or the integrity of election data were compromised. Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe revealed Wednesday that Russia and Iran obtained voter registration information in a bid to undermine the election.
We will continue to work with our many partners to disrupt and to impose costs and consequences on any adversary that attempts to interfere in our democratic processes.
Ratcliffe assuring Americans their votes are secure. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A retail giant is going after the government.
Walmart is suing the federal government in an attempt to strike a preemptive blow against what the retailer said is an impending opioid-related civil lawsuit from the Justice Department. Walmart claims that the DOJ and Drug Enforcement Administration are looking to scapegoat the retailer for their own shortcomings in handling the opioid epidemic. Walmart says the government is looking to slap huge financial penalties against them for the role its pharmacies may have played in the crisis by filling opioid prescriptions. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
This morning here in the Wichita area, we've had some adverse traffic conditions out there this morning. We've had some drizzle, fog, rain, that sort of thing. Right now, still got light drizzle. Visibility at the airport listed at 6 miles, so things still wet and slippery. Be a little extra careful this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. After a record-tying 87 degrees in Wichita yesterday, we carved that in half with a high only about 47 this afternoon. North winds will gust up to 35 miles per hour, and we can expect a hard freeze tonight. Our low near 30, sunny and 51 on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, 37 degrees. We have a north wind gusting to 31 miles per hour. 8:11, Steve and Ted here on KNSS on a Friday morning. Time to check in with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, for our preview of the upcoming Kansas City Chiefs game in Denver. Good morning, Mr. Holthus.
Good morning, Steve. You know, later on today, I get to talk to a Hall of Fame coach in Andy Reid. Now I get to talk to a Hall of Fame broadcaster in Steve McIntosh, one of the prominent alums of Wichita West High School. So this is awesome, man.
Got to be the highlight of your week. Listen.
Yeah, pretty much.
You going to take your mittens and your thermos with your hot cocoa to Denver? It looks like it's going to be kind of miserable there on Sunday.
Oh, good gracious. They're talking 21 to 24 range as a high. Okay, and I've heard 1 to 3 inches. I've heard 3 to 5 inches of snow, and as we all know, one of the hardest places to predict the weather he's in that front range of the Rockies, because who knows how it is going to come over those mountains. Yes, it's going to be October the 25th, but it is going to feel like December the 25th. This is going to be a December-January game in October. It's Greg Arena at American Ag Credit is so cold just thinking about it. He's got on his parka and his headgear, and he put it on to stay in the house to have a coffee while he told his wife, go chore. But he goes, I'm just feeling really cold. I feel healthy. I'm just cold.
Be a good game to keep the ball on the ground a little bit like you did last week. But I tell you what, that running game was going to town last week.
With a patch-up offensive line.
Yeah.
The left guard had never played left guard. Whoopi had to move to right tackle because Schwartz got hurt. And then the left guard who came in for the left guard who hadn't played left guard had played very little left guard. And then the center, Kilgore, who's although a veteran, had not played this year other than four snaps on field goal placement. So it was literally put together with baling wire and bubble gum and gray tape. You know, what every good Kansas farmer can do is fix anything with gray tape and little baling wire. Anyway, that's how they patched it together. Travis Kelce had his best game as a blocker, tight end. He was awesome. And he was drilling dudes. And the Chiefs ended up having the best running game of Andy Reid's 22-year head coaching career. And then, of course, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the 161 yards. It's going to take that again because Denver's motivated. They're sick of losing to the Chiefs. They've got a perfect weather game for an upset. So the Chiefs will have to be on point.
Possible new weapon in the Quill and Le'Veon Bell, but you don't know. I mean, it's first game out.
Well,
may not use him too much. What do you think?
Yeah, well, you're getting a pickup now. No, you're getting a pickup. So you got a cool car with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but now you're getting a pickup with the big tires on it and Le'Veon Bell. And he couldn't get here any better timing. Le'Veon Bell in Pittsburgh, his first 13 games in games that were 30 degrees and below, won 12 out of 13 games. And he won 12 straight December games on Steeler teams where the temperature was not so good. So he played at Michigan State, grew up in Ohio. He knows about cold weather football, and he's got enough power. He's 227 pounds. He literally is the big pickup with the big tires that you want doing the chores in the snow and the cold. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire, he'll fit in nicely because he can just get in right behind that pickup. But Le'Veon Bell will have some plays in this game. Now, he won't get them all, and he can't learn the volume. This offense is, you know, studying Mandarin Chinese. But they can give him enough, and he can get enough done that he can help the Chiefs win this game, especially with these conditions. Perfect that they've got him in a super cold, snowy game.
And what happens with Mahomes in something like this? Obviously, he's still
interesting.
Yeah.
Are you aware of the 10th Mountain Division, Steve?
Yes, I am. In Italy?
The 10th Mountain Division. Yep, they are outstanding. The women and men who make up the 10th Mountain Division, Fort Dye, New York, I think is where they're at. They are trained for Arctic warfare. They're trained for service in Arctic temperatures. You see them many times of the outstanding snow skiers, right? The Army gals and guys that are dressed in the all white
right.
And they can ski with the best of them. All right. Yeah. I think Patrick Mahomes is the Chiefs' 10th Mountain Division because he is trained to play in cold weather. Now, he grew up in East Texas. They don't have a lot of cold, super cold weather there. But he played college ball at Texas Tech. And if you've been to Lubbock, you get everything in Lubbock. It's like Western Kansas. Now, he has had six games in his career, Mahomes, in his young career, where the game time temperature at the beginning was 30 degrees or less, including 17 degrees, 19 degrees, and 21 degrees. He's 5-1 in those games. The only game he lost was the AFC Championship game to New England at the 2018 season. In those six super cold weather games, he has 15 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and his quarterback rating is an average of 109. Patrick Mahomes is like the 10th Mountain Division. He has trained himself to play in inclement weather. He now says, I love playing in the snow. I think mentally and emotionally, because you would think his game has got to be a warm weather finesse game. But he is one who has tried to prepare himself to say, no matter the conditions, I'll play and try to play at a high level.
What can we expect from the Denver Broncos in this game?
Ammo full of cannons, full of canister, and ready to blow every cannon they've got. They're sick of losing to the Chiefs. Got a lot of Bronco fans driving around today, not just our doctors who have appointment listening of this segment that we do, but Bronco fans that are wailing and gnashing of teeth. They lost 9 in a row to the Chiefs, including 5 in a row in Denver. Now, that just gets to your soul. I think Denver's going to throw everything into this game. They're getting some dudes back. Noah Fant, their good tight end, is back. I don't know if Melvin Gordon will play. He's the running back that used to be with the Chargers. But Drew Lock is their quarterback. They think he's their answer to Mahomes, like the Chargers think that Justin Herbert is the Charger answer to Mahomes. Drew Lock last week helped the Broncos win in Foxborough, Massachusetts. Hard place to win. And so Drew being healthy and up and running with most of their weapons, and then a defense that is going to play high energy and feisty. You're going to get everything the Broncos have. They'll be desperate to win this game, Steve. And I don't do that to cast aspersions on them. I've been on the other side of these things. They will be desperate to win this game.
You have been highlighting this season the folks from the plane crash 50 years ago, the Wichita State University Shocker plane crash. And you've been highlighting some of the Shockers, their lives that they led. The fellows who lost their lives. And you've got one for us today, I know. Go ahead.
We've had some fun with the Eddie Klopper reports down through the years.
Sure.
But since it's the 50th anniversary of the crash, I wanted to highlight the guys' lives, not just the way they perished. But you asked me about Le'Veon Bell. Do you know what number he wears?
I do not.
That's unfair. 26. Now, it became a little bit controversial because Damian Williams, the Chiefs, one of the heroes of Super Bowl 54, he had the run to immortality, as I called it, that gave the Chiefs the lead they would not give up, or a two-possession lead. He wore 26, but he opted out this season. So it was like, well, he's still on the roster, although opted out. What's Bell going to wear? Because he's always been 26. Bell will wear 26 in this game on Sunday against the Denver Broncos. It made me think of Shocker Marvin Brown. Marvin Brown was a great recruit for Wichita State to get in the late 60s. He was a stud in Solomon, Kansas, one of your favorite nicknames because of the Solomon Gorillas.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see their field driving by on Interstate 70 just east of Salina. Between Abilene and Salina, there's Seth Solomon, and you'll see the field as you look to the south, and you'll see the big gorilla sign. So the football field of Solomon High School is right there. Easy to see. Marvin Brown was a superb athlete. Football, basketball, baseball, All-State. I saw him play baseball one night in Smith Center because they're going, wow, Marvin Brown's going to be here tonight playing with the Salina Legion team. And I remember my dad took me to the game so we could watch Marvin Brown play. So when Wichita State picked him up, it was a big deal. Some thought he was going to be maybe the best pro prospect the Shockers had in a while. And Brown was a really good running back. Now, freshmen weren't eligible in 1969 when Marvin was a freshman at WSU, but he was great on the freshman team. Now the 1970 season starts, and Marvin had to take over as running back along with Randy Jackson for the Shocks. He had a touchdown running. He had averaged 4.6 yards a carry. And then he, too, along with the other 30 folks that lost their lives, perished on that Colorado mountain. Now, tonight, the Solomon Gorillas will take the field. They're going to play the Little River Redskins. They're going to run on that field in Solomon, Kansas tonight, Steve. And they're going to be running on the field on Marvin Brown Field. They put up a statue for Marvin Brown, and there's a very nice display to remember his life for everybody that's going to go to that game tonight in Solomon, Kansas. And I'll close out this way. Now, let's see if you got a good memory. Do you remember what number Le'Veon Bell is? Mm. And it was controversial with Damian Williams.
26.
Number 26.
Yeah.
Marvin Brown was number 26 for the Wichita State Shockers. So on this day, we remember Marvin Brown. We can't bring him back, but we can remember him and honor him.
God bless those folks in Solomon who've erected the statue and so forth. That's great.
It's really well done. You can find it. Go on. There's some things on Facebook. If you search it, you'll find it. It's really cool. But, I mean, he was a legend there, and they lost him, of course, way too soon. But they remember him every time the Gorillas go on the field and play at Marvin Brown Field. It's worth it. Just pull off the interstate. It'll take 5 minutes because the field is right there. You can see it. You just look south, and there it is, Gorillas. right. And just take that exit in Solomon, and it'll be worth the 5 minutes of your time.
I have this mental vision of you in Denver Sunday. Clark Gable in Call of the Wild with Buck and Jack London.
Yeah, that's it. Or Jeremiah Johnson. I grew a beard.
There you go.
Just for this game.
Jeremiah Johnson.
You got it, man.
All right. Have a good call. Yeah, thank you, Mitch, so much.
That's, all right. Thanks, Steve. Yes, sir.
Play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chief, Mitch Holtz. And, of course, that's Sunday afternoon. You can listen to the game right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, home of the Kansas City Chiefs. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. And Sean's going to be talking about a false promise that everything will be free. That's coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.